Morning, Andrew.
I know you've got more than the two, but we love talking about Dixie and Daisy.
Yeah, well, they've those two mares and Boss Lane, they've been the stalwart of the stable over the last couple of seasons. They're pretty special to us.
Yeah.
Dixie just looked in a slow race on paper last time, Ron, but unfortunately she found herself chasing a unexpected hot speed, and she just didn't look right for that, ready for that.
No, she's not. That's not her style either. The only time that she's won when she led was when they didn't go three-quarter pace, they went half pace, you know?
That's right, yeah.
So, no, she's better if she saved up for one good last sprint at them. She's no good if she has to chase them a long way out, and like the other day, it appeared as though the winner was the only one with speed, and that was right, but...
He used it.
If you go on times, he breaks records. He's probably one of the most improved horses in Sydney, that horse.
As he is. Well, he's just found himself an Everest contender overnight, so that obviously a lot of people think a lot of him. Daisy, she's set to do her thing again here. She's just as consistent.
Yeah, now look, I'm very, very happy with both mares. Daisy's drawn out. She'll probably have to go forward a bit. They were a little bit nippy for her in the 1200 the other week, but she hit the line very strong the last 100. So she'll probably have to go forward a bit because from out there, and Dixie, well, I'd like to see her ridden just a tad quieter so she can use that acceleration that she has got, you know.
All in all, they've both done well.
Very happy with them in the stable. Dixie's coat is is coming right, and
yeah,
it's just not quite there yet, but she was exactly the same last year.
Yep.
And she still raced very well, so that won't be an excuse. But I'm very confident the two mares will run very, very well. And there was nothing in their work on Tuesday morning. They didn't work together or anything like that, but their work on the course proper Tuesday was pretty good, you know.
You've also got Ima Nui in there in race four. He's on a quicker backup here. Obviously, he's racing well. He was a month between runs last time.
Yeah, I don't worry about that too much, Ron. You know,
no.
That you know he was fitting well the other day, and he had his chance to win, and he just got run down the last little bit. But you know, he's a horse that's having trouble winning. You know, he's always seems to run well, but he's just having trouble getting there first.
Does he need the sting out of the ground to finish right off?
Would help him a lot. Would help him a lot because he, in his early part of his career, when he won, I think three in a row, they were all wet tracks, and he does love it, you know. So yeah, he would benefit by some sting out of the ground.
All right. Well, good luck with him today.
Thank you very much.